May 12, 1922. The Sanctity in the Divine Will. To do nothing of one's own, but to do what God does. I was thinking to myself, who knows in what I have offended him, that my sweet Jesus does not come according to his usual way? How can it ever be possible that, without any reason, the goodness of his most holy heart, which easily overbounds toward those who love him, would resist so many calls of mine? Now, while I was thinking of this and other things, he came out from within my interior, and covering me completely under a mantle of most refulgent light, in such a way that I could see nothing but light, he told me, "My daughter, what do you fear? See, in order to keep you safe and well defended, I encircled you under this mantle of light, so that not a creature and not a thing may do you harm. And besides, why do you want to lose time by thinking that you have offended me? For one who lives in my will, the poison of guilt has not entered." And then, here Jesus would strike you with lightning if he saw you even with just little stains of sins. And I would put you out of the circle of my will, and you would immediately lose the attitude of operating in my volition. Ah, my daughter, the sanctity in my will is not yet known. Each kind of sanctity has its own special distinction. Many are surprised in hearing that I come often to you, since it has not been my usual way to do so with other souls. The sanctity in my volition is inseparable from me, and in order to elevate the soul to the divine level, it is necessary for me to keep her either identified with my humanity or in the light of my divinity. Otherwise, how could the soul maintain the attitude of her operating in my will, if my operating and hers were not one? Now, the soul who lives in my will takes part in all my attributes, and together with me, she concurs in each of my acts. Therefore, she must concur with me also in the acts of justice. This is why, when I want to chastise, I hide my humanity from you, which is more accessible to the human nature. And you, at the reverberations of my humanity, feel the love and the compassion that I have toward souls, and you snatch away from me the scourges with which I want to strike them. Then, when creatures do so much as to force me to strike them, hiding my humanity from you, I elevate you into the light of my divinity. And as it absorbs you, and you delight in it, you do not feel the reverberations of my humanity, and I, remaining free, strike the creatures. So, whether I manifest to you my humanity, making you concur together with me in the acts of mercy to our creatures, or I absorb you into the light of my divinity, making you concur in the acts of justice, you are always with me. Even more, when I absorb you into the light of my divinity, it is a greater grace that I give you. While you, not seeing my humanity, lament that I deprive you of myself and do not appreciate the grace you receive. On hearing that I was concurring in the acts of justice, frightened, I said, "So, my love, now that you're striking the creatures, making their homes collapse, Am I together with you in doing this? No, no, heaven forbid that I touch my brothers. When you want to strike them, I will make myself small in your will. I will not diffuse myself in it, so as not to take part in what you are doing. In everything I want to do what you do. But in this, striking the creatures? Never. And Jesus, why are you frightened? In my will, you cannot exempt yourself from doing what I do. It is a natural thing. And this is precisely the sanctity in my will. To do nothing of one's own, but to do what God does. And besides, my justice is sanctity and love. And it is to balance the divine rights. If I did not have justice, my divinity would lack the whole fullness of perfection. So, if you want to live in my volition and do not want to take part in the acts of justice, the sanctity done in my will would not have its full completion. There are two waters fused together. One is forced to do what the other does. But if they are separated, each one follows its course. In the same way, my will and yours are the two waters fused together. And what one does, the other must do as well. Therefore, I want you always in my will. So I abandoned all of myself in his will. But I felt great repugnance in me toward justice. And my sweet Jesus, coming back, told me, if you knew how heavy it is for me to use justice, and how much I love the creature. The whole of creation is for me like the body to the soul, like the skin to the fruit. I am in continuous immediate act with man. But the created things hide me, just as the body hides the soul. However, if it wasn't for the soul, the body would have no life. In the same way, if I withdrew from created things, they would all remain without life. So, in all created things, I visit man. I touch him and give him life. I am hidden in the fire, and I visit him with its heat. If I were not there, the fire would have no heat. It would be a painted fire without life. But while I visit man in the fire, he does not recognize me, nor does he give me one greeting. I am in the water, and I visit him by quenching his thirst. If I were not there, the water would quench no thirst. It would be dead water. But while I visit him, he passes before me without bowing once to me. I am hidden in the food, and I visit man by giving him substance, strength, taste. If I were not there, man, taking food, would remain on an empty stomach. Yet, ungrateful, while he feeds on me, he turns his back to me. I am hidden in the sun, and I visit him with my light, almost at each instant. But ungrateful, he requites me with continuous offenses. I visit him in all things, in the air that he breathes, in the flower that gives off its fragrance, in the breeze that refreshes, in the thunder that strikes, in everything. My visits are innumerable. Do you see how much I love him? And you, being in my will, are together with me, visiting man and giving him life. Therefore, do not be frightened if sometimes you concur in justice.